To understand the power of awareness, we need to appreciate that for the sages, the rishis and yogis who cognized the wisdom of yoga, awareness is the substratum of everything in existence. So these great sages who had such extraordinary clarity of awareness, when their mind settled so deeply in meditation, and with the extraordinary level of clarity, laser-like clarity, they're able to cognize primordial vibrations at the heart of everything in existence. For these sages, the universe appeared in a very similar way to contemporary physicists. They experienced everything as waves of energy dancing in various modes of vibration. And at the heart of all these waves of energy and modes of vibration were fields of energy and information. So all the objects of life, all the forms on the outer level, had at a deeper basis fields of energy and information. And at the very heart of everything in existence was what they referred to as a unified field, absolutely silent, unchanging, infinite. And this unified field had the quality of awareness. So when the sages were able to transcend all of their mental fluctuations, all thought, and experience that silent, pure awareness at the heart of their own being, they considered they were experiencing the silent essence at the basis of everything. And their research validated that. So, from the yoga point of view, awareness is the primary substratum of life. Just in the way that the quantum field for a quantum physicist is a source field for all the particles that make up the objects and forms of the outer world, that quantum field is unbounded, it's absolutely empty, silent, pure spaciousness, and just minute fluctuations of energy, particles dance in and out of existence in that quantum field. If we had the senses to perceive on a quantum level, we would actually see that our bodies flicker in and out of existence constantly. All the experiences of life would be seen in a totally different way. So from the sage's viewpoint, what seems so separate on the outside is actually part of one wholeness, a unified field of life. And the essence of this is at the very source of the mind. Most of us have grown up with a Western view of the nature of awareness, which is our machinery of the nervous system is able to create awareness. So awareness is a secondary, it's an effect of the material world, the body. In the yogic viewpoint, awareness is primary, that deep silent essence. It is manifesting as the mind. So when it manifests subjectively, it manifests as the mind. When it manifests objectively, it manifests as the body. And of course, it's manifesting as everything in life, not just the thoughts, but all the movements and experiences and objects of life. And just to bring this back to something concrete, if we can understand our mind from this yogic viewpoint is an instrument of awareness. So awareness underlies everything. The mind is an instrument to express awareness. And thoughts and feelings are the expression of awareness. Whenever we have awareness, we have two aspects of it. We have the aspect of attention as well as intention. I can bring my attention to my right hand and just let my awareness, that is the attention, be present in my right hand. But I can also add intention, perhaps the intention to move my right hand. Intention gives a direction and a focus. The inherent energy of life, what's called the prana shakti, is present wherever there's awareness. So when we give attention to something, there's inherent energy there. When we add intention, that is, we introduce an information component with that intentionality, we give a direction to the flow of awareness. So every thought we have, every feeling that arises, and most of them for the average person are unconscious, there is some information in that. So there's energy and information that's always flowing, and it creates. So how we create life is through the flow of awareness. We experience that in simple language as our thoughts and feelings, which are constantly creating. They have an influence not just in the mind and the body, but it's a creative energy. How we create the world is through the direction of awareness. And if you even look around perhaps the room you're in at the moment, you'll just reflect that the building that you're sitting in originated as a thought in the mind of somebody. Perhaps it was an architect. And then that thought of the architect has resulted in other thoughts to organize a builder. It could have actually been someone who was a developer or just a person who had the idea of the building, and then they employed the architect. They get the builders. But basically everything you look at in the room is also a result of thought. Every piece of furniture started as a thought. So the thinking process is the creative power of life, how we bring things into existence. Unfortunately, the overwhelming dominant thinking in the average person in contemporary society in the West these days is unconscious. Most of our thinking and creating is unconscious. And we could use an analogy to help us understand how this is working. Life in so many ways is like a cosmic restaurant. We're all sitting at the tables in the cosmic restaurant trying to order. And the waiters in the cosmic restaurant come around to take our orders. If we don't have clarity with our order, that is, if we don't know what we want, then it's very difficult for the waiters to take our order. So in life generally, if we don't know what we want, we're going to be ordering very ineffectually. So the first thing we need when we're ordering in the cosmic restaurant is clarity. We need to know what we want. Now, in the cosmic restaurant, the waiters do not have the language for don't. So it's just not part of their culture. So when you order in the cosmic restaurant, you order in two ways, because thought and feeling, and that is desire, what I want and what I don't want, are the two aspects of it, aren't they? And we can often have very strong desire as I don't want. That's negative desire. In the cosmic restaurant, the waiter comes around, and let's say someone has no clarity, they don't know what they want. The waiter can't take their order. If it's too general, let's say that someone says, well, I don't know, I just want food. And the waiter says, well, okay. They write down food, they take that order into the kitchen, and what does one of the chefs say? food. Well, maybe we've got some food left over from yesterday. Give them that. That's food. So it's really important we have clarity and precision in our ordering, that we order what we really want. But remember, in the cosmic restaurant, you might have clarity around what you want. The waiter comes around, what would you like? Oh, I'd really like to have that cannelloni dish. Yes, the ricotta cheese and spinach cannelloni served with basil and pine nuts. I'd really like that. And yes, I'd love to have a Mediterranean salad with that. So you have clarity around the order. It makes it very easy for the waiter. The waiter takes down the order. But when you're ordering what you want, if you also order what you don't want, and in this case you might say to the waiter, oh, and please do not give me a whole lot of onion. Do not give me a whole lot of onion. And you might also say, and whatever you do, please don't drown my salad in balsamic vinegar. Please don't drown my salad in balsamic vinegar. Now remember, the waiters don't have the language for don't, so they don't write that don't word down. They just write the order the way it's given without the don't. So they take the order to the kitchen when it's clear. They pass it on to the kitchen. Now, the kitchen in the cosmic restaurant has extraordinary intelligent systems. So whatever's ordered will be processed. It's just a matter of time. So it just depends on what activity is happening in the cosmic restaurant, that is the universe. But when there's clarity, that is, attention and intention have been expressed in the order, I want and I don't want, then it'll get processed. And at some point, the waiter will come out with our meal. And of course, because it's very clear, we will definitely get our cannelloni dish, our spinach and ricotta cheese with basil and pine nuts. That'll be there, no problem. You'll have your Mediterranean salad, no problem. That was clearly ordered. But what you'll also have is you'll have your Mediterranean salad with a lot of onions, because you didn't want a lot of onions, and you've ordered, that's how the waiter's taken the order. So you'll have a lot of onions, and guess what will be drowning in balsamic vinegar? Your salad. So this is how it works in the cosmic restaurant. This is how it works every day. We are creating through the power of awareness as it flows through the mind, and so much of what we create is unconscious. Caroline Miss also uses a metaphor. I remember many years ago, she uses a metaphor that it's a little bit like when you go shopping. Imagine you're going to a large shopping complex, you've got a big shopping trolley, and wherever your awareness goes, it's like you're spending and purchasing. So you look over there, oh, that's really nice, I like that, and boom, it's in your trolley. You look over to another place, oh, I really don't like that, boom, it's in your trolley. And maybe you look at some things that, you know, a little more neutral, but boom, they're in your trolley. So wherever your attention, wherever your awareness is going, you're spending. And at the end of the shopping trip, you look at the trolley, and the average person will have some items that they really want that are there. They'll have many items that they definitely don't want that are very perhaps unhelpful or maybe even destructive for them. And then they'll have some things that are just unnecessary. So this principle that we create through awareness, it is at the heart of the yogic teaching, and that means it's the heart of all teachings that help us understand how life works. And this brings us then to what yoga is primarily about. It's a science for developing awareness so that we can direct awareness productively, fruitfully, that we create the life that we want. This is the heart of it. So all the yogic training is helping us train the mind so awareness can flow in the most rewarding way to create the life that we really aspire. Namaste.